Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Got to get our listener Samantha on here in just a couple of seconds because she does not, I mean, she hates the bridesmaid dress that she's supposed to wear in her brother's wedding, which is going to hit close to home because Abby's been talking about this now for weeks.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, just the whole bridesmaid hubbub is so much. It's so much money. It's so much commitment. And you're going to wear the dress and sometimes the dress doesn't look good on you and then you got to be in all the pictures. It takes a toll on you for sure.
I mean, you literally were on here last week. If you didn't hear it, I mean, Abby was sort of tearing up and crying that she didn't feel like she looked good in this wedding dress and it was going to take away from the focus of the day for you. I mean, it's a really stressful thing.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sort of tearing up. I was having a mental breakdown. We can say that.
I was trying to be kind.
I can own it. I can say that I was having a tough moment. It's hard putting on a dress that you bought a long time ago because we got the instructions to get this dress a while back and I wanted to make sure I got it. It was big on me a year ago. 'Twas not big on me when I put it on a couple weeks ago. And I looked in the mirror and I was like, who is this person and how did I get here? And I knew that it was going to be a distraction to me the entire day of the wedding because I was going to feel really self-conscious.
Samantha, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Are you going through the same type thing with a bridesmaid dress or you just hate the dress, period?
Good morning. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Like you said, my brother's getting married and his fiance and him live out of state, so I don't know her well. I mean, I've actually only met her once before in person, and we're just very different. So I looked at this bridesmaid dress. I got the link the other day, and there's no way that I'm wearing it. It's just way too sexy and inappropriate. And not only, you know, do I not want to wear it, it's they're getting married in our church. So it's just not appropriate for a church wedding, and I don't know how to handle it. I need your help. I don't know. Do I like go straight to my brother? Do I go straight to her? And like, how do I say that without offending anyone?
I think for me to be able to give my two cents on this, I need to know what the dress looks like. Like when you say it's sexy, is it just too sexy for you or is it showing a lot of skin, a lot of boobage? What's going on?
I mean, to call it a dress feels like an overstatement. You know, it's got a slit, it's low, you know, it just shows cleavage and it's got a slit up the leg. Like I never in a church. No, I don't know how anyone could wear that in a church. It's so inappropriate.
For me, I guess I'm listening to the type of dress and I'm picturing the low cut. And for me, as someone who has a bigger chest, that would make me really insecure, especially in front of family. Like, you don't want your tatas out while, you know, your Uncle Jim is there. My advice to you is, you know, if you really got to take into consideration how this is going to affect your relationship with your brother and your, you know, your sister-in-law. If there's a way for you to get the dress altered to where it makes you feel more comfortable, to where you can cover up the chest area a little bit, to where you can adjust the slit a little bit more, I would go that route before you totally just bounce from this wedding.
This one's a real hot potato here because you're making a statement to the bride also. You're saying like, I can't believe you're putting us in these sexy dresses in church, which isn't just an aesthetic thing. Now you're making sort of a moral or value opinion also, which is really going to set her off.
Who sent you the link to the dress? Was it your brother or was it the bride?
No, it was the bride.
Then you need to communicate with the bride. Okay. So,
and I also, I mean, I don't hate the altercation, the like altering it, idea, but then I show up the day of and it's obvious my dress is different. And if I don't tell her, like, is that really going to offend her? I don't. Yeah.
Okay. So this is because, you know, the style is objective and everybody in one person's sexy is another person's modest. Like it's all your own perspective on fashion. Right. So I would hit her back and be like, this dress is gorgeous, but I know I'm not going to be comfortable wearing it. Or this dress is beautiful. I'd be like, this dress is beautiful, but I'm not going to feel comfortable with my body wearing it. Are there any alternatives, or can we discuss certain alterations so I feel better about wearing the dress?
This is tricky, man.
It's very
tricky.
This
is so tricky.
I feel like she would be offended.
Yes, 1-855-BIRCHO. I think this is where a nicely placed lie would go a very long way. Because if you make this a moral or a value thing, it's going to be way more explosive. You agree?
I think if you make it a moral thing, for sure. Like if you say, we're going to wear this in a church? Hell nah. Then she's going to feel very judged by it. But I don't. To me, there's just nothing wrong with communicating that you might feel a little bit insecure showing more skin than you're used to. And I think if you have a face-to-face conversation with your future sister-in-law about that, I think she would understand that more so than a judgment that you're making about her style choice.
Yeah, I mean, that all makes sense. Maybe I could, like, FaceTime her or something.
Here is Jenna, who wants to help you out. Good morning, Jenna. We got ourselves a situation here where Samantha feels like the bridesmaid dress is way too sexy, especially for a church wedding. What do you think?
I understand communicating with the bride, but I feel like if she took a picture of herself in the dress and sent that to her brother, I feel like if it's really that sexy, the brother is not going to want to see his sister in this scandalous dress on his wedding day.
That's the thing, though. It's so subjective. You know, like he might take a look at it and go, not enough, believe it, sis.
I don't think any brother ever has said that at any point in time.
Show more boobs, sis.
I can say definitively, those words have never crossed my brother's lips.
I am confident on this one.
Yeah, y'all have never been to Alabama, clearly.
All right, Samantha, so maybe that's a good idea, right? I'm not exactly sure. Any final, like, advice for her?
I think you do. You need to communicate with the bride. You need to communicate with her now, because the longer you wait, the worse it's going to be, because then you have less time, and weddings have a lot of moving parts. So I would communicate with her, and I mean, maybe this is a texting tutor we can do with the bride.
I am, maybe so. Yeah.
As far as finding the right words to text her to be like, yeah, I'm not wearing your slut dress.
That'll go over well.
You think?
Samantha, would you be into that? I mean, we could help you text your future sister-in-law and try to work it out between the two of you guys.
Yeah, I would love any help. Yeah, definitely.
We'll put this one on the books this weekend. Thanks, Samantha. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.